big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh, man, he's crazy about this rocking and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, big beat.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to a very special edition of the Big Beat Show, right here on WRSU-FM, New Brunswick. My name is Lou Rollo, and it's a privilege and an honor to be your host for this special hour and give you great group harmony recordings. And actually, tonight, for this show, we have stuff all the way back from 1947 up till 1958. The one we just heard by a West Coast group called the Jaguars, that was recorded or issued in mid-1955 on the Ardell label, and it was called Rock Davy Rocket. Not Rock Davy Crockett, but Rock Davy Rocket. And let's see, we might as well kick it right off and go into this first set from May. The three records in this set are from 1958. First one from May 1958 came out on the VJ label, by a group called The Lyrics. And let's listen to something called Come On Home.
Baby, baby, come on home. You know I love you. Come on home to me.
there with a slightly offset pressing on that 45 RPM. We just heard the Five Trojans on Tender Records from September 1958. And that was called Alone in This World, a big record at Slim's Times Square Record Shop in the early 60s, that's for sure. And before that, another one on Tin Pan Alley, 1958, a group called the Blend Airs out of Brooklyn. And we heard My Love Is Just For You. And yeah, it was the lyrics recorded September 27th, 1957, and issued in May of the following year on VJ out of Chicago, the lyrics, and Come On Home. That Five Trojans record, the other side of it is called Don't Ask Me to Be Lonely. It's not exactly the Dubs record, but I do believe it, you know, picks up on the what the Dubs did. And it's not exact copy. You might not say it's the same song, but there's a lot of elements in the flip side of the Five Trojans. What do you mean? You want to hear the other side? You want to hear the other side of the Five Trojans record on Tender? Right here on the Big Beat Show, a special Big Beat Show, too. Well, let's see if we can't get that to work. I don't know. Let's see.
Oh. And it's time to turn the record over.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How about that for some rhythm and blues for you? If you were sitting down, I'm sure you're up dancing by now. The Checkers with Edward Harris and Bill Brown on the leads there, sharing it. On King Records from November 1954, they were the Checkers, and I wasn't thinking. I was drinking. And just ahead of that, the Five Trojans again. On Tender Records, September 1958, we heard Don't Ask Me to Be Lonely. The next group up consisted of these four guys out of Philadelphia. Bernard Harris. Billy Taylor is still singing. And he's going to be singing again in October. Well, he'll be singing again. Stephen Pressbury and George Tinley. Now, they recorded this, George Tinley did, under a different name. Kenny Esquire and the Starlights. This was recorded September 17th, 1956. And issued in November of that year on Ember Records. This is really nice. I think you're going to enjoy this one. So let's both enjoy it. How about that? Kenny Esquire and the Starlights. They call me a dreamer.
They call me a dreamer. Yes, I'll always be. For in my heart I know I'll always love you so. A dreamer am I. They call me a dreamer. But in my magic world of dreams, I'm never sad nor blue as long as I have you. Oh, dreamer am I.
What a dog.
And you're bound to
Oh,
way down.
I like the dress, I like the hose, I like that hat and I dig that pose. Ooh,
ooh, ooh, ain't she pretty? Be-a-ba-da-e-bop. Ooh, 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 ain't she pretty? Ooh, 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 she's a beauty. Look at her hair.
Yeah.
Look at her curls.
Why, sure.
Look at her teeth. Look at her pearls. Look at her, ain't she pretty?
I tell you, she's just like a beautiful wax doll.
What a doll!
You are bound to fall.
I like her the dress, I like her the hose, I like her the hat, I like her the pose. Be-a-ba-da-e-bop, 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 be-a-ba-da-e-bop. Ooh, 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 ain't she pretty?
Yeah, hi, this is Lou Anthony. You're listening to WRSU FM, New Brunswick.
Hi, this is Lil Anthony and the Imperials and the Big Beat Show on WRSU FM, New Brunswick. Yay!
She pretty. I said, ooh, look at her, she's a beauty. When I look at the hair, I look at the curls, I look at the teeth, I look at the pearls, but ooh. Self. There she goes, twisting and shimmying down the street. Ha! Mama, she treats your son mean. She's the meanest girl I've ever seen.
Yeah, she's pretty mean, and I'm going to tell you all about her. And but I want, in a moment, we're going to hear something by the Carter Rays on Sound Records from 1954. We're going to hear something. But right now, let me tell you what we just heard. Well, the last two records, first we heard, obviously, two versions of the same song. The first one, in the middle of the set, actually, was by the Charioteers. December 1947 on Columbia Records, the Charioteers with their version of Look A There, Ain't She Pretty, which was recorded by a lot of people during that time, a lot of them pop singers, everybody, but that's the Charioteers version. And just now we heard Little Anthony and the Imperials version, which came out April 1961 on their end LP, number 311, called Shades of the 40s, Little Anthony and the Imperials. They do a lot of 1940s songs, quite well done, too, with nice production also, as you just heard there. And we just heard their version of that song, originally done by a vocal group, anyway, by the Charioteers. And to begin that set, it was Kenny Esquire and the Starlights on Ember Records, November 1956, and They Call Me a Dreamer. Here are the Carter Rays.
So baby, please don't stay away.
Hurry right back to my arms.
Oh, I love you, baby. Like the heart kiss you, baby. Oh, afraid to be in love.
So baby, please don't stay away.
Hurry right back to my arms.
Oh, I love you, baby. Like to hug, kiss you, baby. Oh, afraid to be in love, love, love. Afraid to be in
a crystal ball to gaze in, can look into the future, so they say, but I'm so afraid of fortune tellers, to know the truth might cast my world away. Now just suppose I call upon a gypsy to find you gonna break my heart someday. So darling, I'm confessing, not knowing is a blessing, so you can keep me guessing come what may.
A gypsy with a crystal ball to gaze in, look into the future, so they say,
but I'm so afraid of fortune tellers, to know the truth might cast my world away.
Now just suppose I call upon a gypsy, to find you're gonna break my heart someday.
So darling, I'm confessing, not knowing is a blessing, so you can keep me guessing come what may.
so you can keep me guessing. Come what may.
Yeah, that's Pat Best, lead singer of the Four Tunes right there on RCA Victor Records from January 1952. Just an outrageously great group. Come What May, the Four Tunes. And it was Eddie Carter and the Carter Rays and Ooh Baby on the Sound record label from 1954. Speaking of sound, I guess that's why you listen to the Big Beat Show, the longest running vocal group only show on the radio and on the air, or anywhere actually, right here on WRSU since 1981. That's right. And we continue to play the vocal groups, the ones that didn't get that much recognition, actually, no hits here. It's a cure for the common old. And I hope you enjoy it as much as I enjoy doing this for you every week. Because I really love doing this for you every week, I'll tell you. And we're going to move right along because I have many more things to play and not that much time to play it on this special edition of the Big Beat Show. This one goes way back also. This is a seminal record by a group called the Dozier Boys. I believe they were out of Chicago. The label is, of course, it's Aristocrat, a predecessor of Chess Records. Aristocrat. And this one was issued in February 1950. Dozier Boys had quite a few records before this and after this. This one is called She's Gone. The lead singer on this is a guy named Bill Minor. Eugene Teague is the baritone and also plays guitar. Cornell Wiley, first tenor. And Benny Cotton is the bass. Here are the Dozier Boys, and She's Gone.
Baby, we'll make a way somehow. once more.
Something unreleased, recorded for the Combo Records Company label in California in 1959 by a group called the Paramounts. They did have some material issued on Combo back in the days, 1959-ish. Paramounts and Just Once More. And it was on CJ Records, a little early soulish thing. 1960, the Daylighters, actually Betty Everett and the Daylighters. Here come the cops. I guess they found out that I'm here. Yeah, okay. All right, Betty Everett and the Daylighters. We heard Please Come Back, and it was the Dozier Boys on Aristocrat, February 1950. We heard She's Gone. And coming up next, this is from 1959 also, September 1959, on the West Coast label, another West Coaster, Irma, by a group called The Intervals, and it's called Try to Realize. Now, I'm telling you that because, you know, one of my pet peeves, of course, and I express it once in a while on this show, is too many strings, an overuse and overproduction of strings, violins, actually, in rock and roll and rhythm and blues records. They talk about gratuitous violence in movies. Well, here I talk about gratuitous violins in records, and this one has them. But by the way, it's not that I want to explain something to you. All right, we're going to hear Try to Realize by the Intervals in a moment, but I want to explain something to you. I don't have anything personal against violins as such. As a matter of fact, I actually own one. I own a very rare violin that I bought right outside of Carnegie Hall by a man on the street. It was actually, you know, a Stradivarius. Now, Stradivariuses are extremely rare, but I got this one. I paid a lot of money for it, but it's extremely rare. And I'll tell you why mine is so rare. It's one of the ones that people talk about all the time, and they cost a fortune. Really, really hard to find. But mine is even more scarce. It's one of the very, very few Stradivariuses that were made in Japan in 1947.
Try
arms are holding you tight. My lonely heart keeps saying, why can't you see the light? Even little things you fail to do, can't erase the fact I still love you. Won't you try to realize my love?
Well, you know, that's what the guy told me. Sure, I believe him.
The day that you're born, somewhere in the blue, someone puts aside a treasure for you.
Let's put our hearts on the table. This game is played in a thousand ways. Let's put our hearts on the table and put an end to this foolish phase. A poker face may have its place where love is played to deceive. But I could never believe that you'd hide a joker up your sleeve. So let's put our hearts on the table. Let's show the world that we're not afraid to put both our hearts on the table. We'll start by calling a spade, a brand new deal would not conceal that you've held the trumps from the start. Love's not solitaire, try playing it fair. Don't make me lead with my heart. Let's put our hearts on the table. Let's show the world that we're not afraid to put both our hearts on the table. out by calling a spade a spade.
A brand new deal would not conceal that you have the trumps from the start.
Love's not solitaire, try playing it fair. Don't make me lead where. No, 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 no.
Don't make me lead with my heart. No, no.
No, you don't want to do that. All right, the James Quintet on Derby Records, April 1950 for that one. Oh, that's sweet, isn't it? Let's put our hearts on the table. And just before that, the Del Vikings on Mercury on a 45 from November 1957. Really obscure. When's the last time you heard that? Even if you have it, when's the last time you played it? The Del Vikings and Your Book of Life. And it was the, the intervals with the violins, and Try to Realize on the Irma Records label from September 1959. Got kind of a novelty for you coming up next. See if we can get this in. I guess we can get most of this in, yeah. Remember back in the 50s, I guess, early 60s, around here anyway, they had Arthur Murray Dance Studios, where Arthur Murray would, you know, he'd have franchises, actually, and teach people how to dance. And Arthur and, what was it, Catherine Murray, and they were on TV. Had this franchise for a while. This next tune is about a guy who wants to go to Arthur Murray to learn how to dance, and he's got to do it kind of quickly because his girl really wants to go dancing. This is actually a Sax Carey Orchestra record, and actually called the Sax Carey Show. Came out in 1959 on Contour Records, Contour number 301. But there's a vocal group in here called the Newports, and here they are with Hurry, Arthur Murray.
Bye. go, Dinado de. Oh, what do you want?
I don't want no airplane.
Oh, what do you want?
I don't want no house in Spain.
Oh, what do you want?
I don't want to drink no pink champagne.
Oh, what do you want? Bidabidado, Dinado de.
You don't want this, you don't want that, tell me why. You've got plenty of money.
Well, we don't have time for the whole thing, but here's a little bit of the Robins on Spark.
I don't want no motorboat.
Oh, what do you want?
Don't want no cashmere coat.
Oh, what do you want?
Here's a story you can quote.
Oh, what do you want?
I just want a little girl to love.
A juggle wife.
No, no, no.
A simple mind.
No, no, no.
A morning shine.
No, no, no.
Oh, what do you want?
From February 1955, the Great Robins, and What Do You Want? I've got to get out of here pretty soon. A little more of this. And we'll finish up this very special show with the Marshall Brothers.
You don't want this. You don't want that, tell me why. You've got plenty
on Savoy.
I want something money can't buy.
We're going to hear the Marshall Brothers from December 1951 on the Savoy label and something called Who'll Be the Fool From Now On. Thanks for listening. And may harmony be with you until the next time. And here are the Marshall Brothers.
Who'll be the fool from now on?
Just made